Tech News with Stephen Ambrose.
Good morning, Stephen Ambrose. How are you?
Good morning.
Good morning. You?
All right, thanks. Wow, what phone are you speaking to us on?
I'm not. I'm on my normal desktop. Is it clear, not clear?
It's got bit of a crackle, like a loose wire, yeah.
Ooh, sorry about that.
That's all right, but it's okay because
overcome this tech problem.
It's okay because we're talking about a birthday, a very important birthday, a milestone in terms of technology. iPhone celebrated their 10-year anniversary on the 29th of June. Happy birthday, iPhone.
Can you believe? I mean, it feels like all birthdays that come and go. It feels like something that happened ages and ages ago, and most of us can't even imagine life without some form of large screen, touch screen, smart device in our pocket. It's quite an unbelievable shift in the world. And what is so astonishing is how completely it has overtaken absolutely every other form of mobile tech, pretty much for most of the world. Well, there's a little caveat there. We are talking about South Africa and Africa, where the dumb phone, or rather the feature phone, is still on the rise. But for the most part, the smartphone was forever changed by the launch back in 2007 of the iPhone original. I mean, it wasn't even the iPhone 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It was just the original plastic iPhone. And here's some interesting tidbits. When it launched, and this is why the guys at Microsoft and everyone had a good laugh at them, it had no other purpose than to make phone calls, send the odd SMS, which was still, you know, quite cool tech in the day. And that was it. It did not have an app store. There was no ways other than the built-in applications that were pretty much a replication of dumb phones of the time. There was absolutely nothing else going on with the iPhone other than it was very different looking and feeling. But what I think what people missed at the time was the vision. The app store came out a year or so later. And the combination and the power of having a pocket computer completely and utterly changed the world. And in many ways, that is mirrored. I mean, we spoke last week about how, you know, Google has been fined and people are, you know, wasting tons of time on social media. But if it hadn't been for the iPhone and the large screen touch screens that we have today, I think social media would be a very different place. But here we sit 10 years down the line, with everybody touching and tapping and tweeting and Facebooking and you name it, with massively powerful pocket computers. And interestingly enough, I feel that in many ways, this is just the beginning. I think we're going to see even more disruption. We're going to see more uses of these smart computers that feed information up and down. And fundamentally, the world has shifted completely for good or for bad.
What's so interesting is that people don't – do you remember the first time that they released an upgrade? There were people queuing for days. They had to get their hands on the iPhone. You don't have that sense of panic anymore.
Well, it was so unique at the time. And one thing Apple has always been able to do is to fan the fires of fandom. Ooh, how's that for a little sentence. Yeah. But anyway, there's no question that nobody drives fandom the same way that Apple does. And they've continued a lot of that. But unfortunately, and a comment was dropped the other day by one of the other journalist friends I have, is that every phone looks like an iPhone, ultimately. There's so little differentiation in the market.
Except for BlackBerries, actually.
Well, BlackBerry is one of the few. Unfortunately, the rise and fall of BlackBerry can be mirrored and the fact that they tried to do things differently to the iPhone, the sort of Apple juggernaut of touchscreen, large, flat, slim, you know, chocolate bar type devices completely steamrolled the keyboard and or the physical keyboard. So again, it comes back to a simple fact. It totally and utterly changed what we expected from a smart device. It changed the way we use smart devices and created an ecosystem right now. The Apple Store, the Apple Store ecosystem is one of the largest and most profitable app ecosystems on the planet. It creates more jobs. It has more people feeding it than pretty much any other online platform out there. And that just goes to show how many people use it. And often people start off with Apple development and then move on to Android development. And the app ecosystem now is the most unbelievable opportunity. I mean, everyone you talk to, certainly the younger generation, all of them are involved in some form of app development, some form of online connectivity stuff that ultimately lands up in an app. So it has completely and utterly changed the way that we work with everything. Everything has an app. Every service you connect with has an app. So, and back to the whole story around social media. 90% of all activity around most social media today comes via mobile apps. You check your Facebook on your tablet or on your mobile phone before you go to bed. You check it multiple times during the day. You post, you tweet, you take pictures. So not only that industry was disrupted, the camera industry was completely and utterly disrupted.
Decimated, actually.
Industry. So things have changed so fundamentally because of one little plastic device.
Yeah. Stephen Ambrose, thank you very much. That's where we leave it today. We'll catch you 11 a.m. Thursday for
TechTalk. Absolutely. Great to chat.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, Steve.
God bless you. You too.
Bye-bye. Bye.